maybe you haven't rented in a while. And if you haven't, you don't have a real sense as to what's going on in the market. I haven't rented. We were able to buy a house, get into the market, just squeak in Michigan. We bought a house in Michigan in 02. We came back and bought a house in, we would have rented for a year, a house to get settled in the area we are now, which is out Pickering Ajax area. And we would have bought and moved in spring to summer of 2009. So it's been a while since I've rented a place. A friend of mine just got a five-bedroom, worked with his daughter, and got a five-bedroom apartment in Kingston, a five-bedroom house, and that's about $1,050 a person. So you're looking at close to $5,300 for five people. But I wanted to share, before we talk to our next guest, this rental listing out of Waterloo. And Waterloo's been in the news, right? At Conestoga College, they've taken tens of thousands of international students. I think it's 30,000 something. Jacked all of them for $20,000. Education is, you got to pay something. So you're paying about double plus a little bit to what a domestic student is paying. So there's $600 million at Conestoga College alone. Does Conestoga contribute any of that back to housing infrastructure? No, they do not. I'm sure they have their taxes to pay. But this gives you a sense as to where things are at in Waterloo. Like, welcome to Canada in 2024. I'll describe this apartment for you real quick. Full apartment for rent from May 1st. So I got about 2 weeks to lock in on this. Okay. The unit consists of two bedrooms and two bathrooms. Okay. I mean, it's a two-bedroom apartment. That might be okay for a couple, right? Or two buddies living together. But the next sentence is the killer. Right, two bedrooms, two bathrooms, remember. Ideal for seven students or two couples. I almost get the two couples thing. In what planet is a two-bedroom ideal for seven students? I lived in a seven-bedroom house. Things get a little crowded and cluttered and tense. We all paid about $350. We had one refrigerator, one washer, one dryer, three bathrooms, I think. But it's still, you know, the walls feel like they're closing in. This is seven students in a two-bedroom. This landlord wants $450 a month. You pay your hydro plus a security deposit. So if we do the math really quick, he wants $3,150 in Waterloo for a two-bedroom apartment. Does it get better? No. Prime location, 15th floor with nice view. That's nothing wrong with being on the 15th floor, but with six other people in a two-bedroom apartment, would you last a day, a week? They want you there for the 10 months of the school year, basically. So this is what's out there in the rental market and in university towns everywhere. Our next guest listens to the show, listens to the station, and we were talking about housing just back on Thursday of last week, and she is a leasing agent for apartment buildings across Toronto. Her name is Irina, and she joins us now on 640 Toronto. Irina, it's great to have you, and thanks for reaching out to our show and responding to us, wanting to have you on and ask you what's really up.
Wow. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
It's wonderful to be here. I do listen to the show all the time. And you're absolutely right. The things that you see in Waterloo are no different in Toronto.
That's some kind of listing. Seven people in a two-bedroom apartment, right? Absolutely. How did we get here? How did we get here where I'm not surprised when I see that listing on Saturday, Irina?
You know, I'm a landlord myself, and I love providing housing, and my goal was to always provide good housing for people with amenities and everything and prepare. And my recent job was about Toronto rental apartments, and I got so excited. I'm like, wow, I'm not doing it for private landlords. There is no mortgage to pay. This is going to be affordable. And when I talk about Toronto apartments, I'm talking about old buildings, no AC, no amenities. You're talking about old, old things. And I remember walking in, I'm like, wow, this is not very luxurious, but it must be affordable. And this wonderful couple comes in, they put in an application, they're from Brazil, they have no credit history. I'm like, okay, that's fantastic. They work $25, 40 hour a week. This is excellent. And their application was declined.
So
we're
if I add that up, they're making gross about $2,000 a week. And so they're at $8,000 a month. They're at obviously just under 100 grand together. And I agree with you. I don't see how it's feasible for a young family working their tails off, making $100,000 together to find anywhere to rent in Toronto. That's probably where it's at right now, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's almost the B market of rentals because they have no credit. They're new to the country. A typical landlord wouldn't take them. So now they're forced to go into these rental apartments that would close their eyes on their credit, but say, well, you're going to have to pay more, but we want to see a job. And I was so sad. On another occasion, I had four roommates come in to look at a one-bedroom plus den. It's actually listed as a two-bedroom, but it's not. It's a one-bedroom plus den, which maybe could fit a twin bed, but I don't see how. And it's actually really sad that we have all these vacant units, but the price of these units is so high. And we talk about affordability, but it's not affordability. People that go to work and work every day cannot afford to pay rent. They're forced to split with another family and live in a basement.
Irina is a leasing agent joining us on 640 Toronto, laying out some true things about where the real estate market is and the rental market is in Toronto. You mentioned the four people looking at a one bedroom. I mean, without I won't, you know, go too far in terms of profiling, but are they younger people? Are they? Again, when I mention that, when you're a university student at 21, 22, you do what you do. You live with six other people. You scrimp and save because you know you don't have money, but you also hope it will get better. What worries me is you're telling stories of young couples, young parents probably, people in their mid-30s, and they're having to make these sacrifices.
Absolutely. These are four grown men.
Like in their 20s, in their 30s?
In their 30s. Wow. And they work hard. They leave in the morning. They come back at night. Maybe construction, different types of trade. But these people work hard just to put a roof over their head. But what about everything else? What about food? What about entertainment? What about having some fun in life rather than just paying rent?
How long have you lived in Toronto, Irina?
I've actually been here for over 20 years.
So, man, you've seen an awful lot of changes. Are you worried about where we are right now? And maybe more importantly, that it's not getting better, it's getting worse?
Yes, I am worried. I am worried. And I really hope there is going to be a change. And I feel that the private landlords are taking on a lot of the immigrants, a lot of the people, and they're being almost punished for it. But we have a lot of rental housing in Toronto, and we just need to make it better.
So do we have a lot of vacancy right now in terms of rental units or not very many?
We have a lot.
Why do you think that? That's just cost. People can't afford the cost.
Yep.
Wow. Irina, let's stay in touch on this. I appreciate you laying this out for us and really do appreciate you being on with us this morning.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You bet. There's Irina. I think, again, there's two things she's saying there is until you see it, when I read you that listing, we're already getting a lot of reaction on text via that listing where it's seven people going, the idea of seven people cramming into a two-bedroom apartment. We all know we're going to make sacrifices when we're university students, college students, when we're 21, 22. My wife and I rented until we weren't able to afford buying a house in Michigan until I was 30 and a half and she was 25 and a half. She hates when I do this. We didn't make $100,000 combined. We may have just been tickling $100,000 combined by the time we moved, which would be 07. So we were homeowners for about 5 years before we got there.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.